One of my partners is he has a daughter that was in high school at the time, and you know, good thing he's an engaged dad, because he noticed she kept on using this new app. He's like, "What's this new thing you're using?" And she said, "Oh, it's Snapchat. You know, everybody at school's using it. There's three apps that everybody at school uses: Instagram, Angry Birds, and Snapchat." So this was like 2012 when people still played Angry Birds. And he said, "Well, I've heard of Instagram, I've heard of Angry Birds, but I've never heard of Snapchat." So he mentioned it to me, because he's more of an infrastructure investor.
I left it there.
And so, you know, I looked into it, but it was a little bit hard to really appreciate it. Because, you know, it's a social service, right? And if you just, like, someone says, "Oh, check this out," and, like, you don't actually have friends on it, like, you're like, "I don't really know what this is for or how to use it or whatever." But, you know, he was saying that, look, it's getting a lot of penetration in this little... the school, this little community, and so it's worth looking into. So I figured I'd reach out to the company and learn more. So there was just this sort of landing page at Snapchat. So I emailed info@Snapchat, which was the only contact info they had, and I didn't get any response. So I figured, okay, well, let me look it up on LinkedIn, and there was no one listed as an employee of Snapchat. I don't know what to do. I did a who is lookup, which tells you you know, who had registered the URL, and I found it was registered to info@tapoyagroup.com was the URL. So great, I emailed that. I didn't get any response from that either. So I looked up Tapoya Group on LinkedIn, and there was one response. This guy Evan Spiegel, the CEO. So I messaged him through LinkedIn. I didn't get any response. I was like, "Hey, well, at least I know the guy's name." So, Evan@Snapchat, Evan@Tapoya Group, Evan.Spiegel, eSpiegel, Spiegel_. Like, I tried every variation. Basically, spammed all these emails. No responses. Nothing. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'd send the guy a message through Snapchat if I knew his, like, but I didn't know his, you know, name or his username. So I ended up. I looked on LinkedIn, he said he was still a student at Stanford, and I went to Stanford for business school, so I could message him through Facebook, because we're in the same network. So I messaged him on Facebook, and 2 minutes later, I got a response. And it was like the same message that I sent every single time. he was 2 miles down the road. He said, "Come on down." We had a quick chat. He told me about his vision for Snapchat, and he basically said, "Look, you know, and this is more conventional business now, but it was a bit of a mind-blowing kind of conversation at the time." He said, "Look, you know, we're all performing on Facebook and on Instagram. We're all really conscious of our audience all the time. And so we're showing, like, the highlight reels of our lives, you know, the best possible versions of our lives. It's like when we're excited and proud and happy and so forth. But you can't actually build a friendship with somebody, a real relationship with somebody, if you only see, like, the best 30 degrees of their life. You need all 360. Not just when they're happy and excited and proud, but when they're, like, angry or sad or depressed or silly or, you know, funny or whatever it is, like, the whole life." And he said, "And the risk with Facebook is that when you put that stuff up there, like, you know, it can get used against you in the future, right? When you're looking for a job or whatever it is, right? Or even if you just have a fight, you know, with your mate later on, like, it's out there. And so people don't put that stuff anymore." And so he said, "Look, what we need is a way for people to really be there for themselves in the moment as they're feeling and communicate with their friends. And it has to be a digital way because that's the way people communicate now. But, you know, if it disappears, it frees people to be, like, all of themselves all the time." And I was like, wow, that just makes so much sense. But, like, there's a lot of things that make a lot of sense. Like, is it actually working? And so we opened up his analytics, Flurry, and, you know, I saw just astonishing engagement from users. People were using it many times a week, many times a day. And I'd seen enough companies to know that his numbers were extraordinary. And they weren't huge. Like, you know, he only had a few tens of thousands of users at the time. But it was enough to be statistically significant to see this sort of outlier of usage. And at the same time, he was saying, "Look, and, you know, this thing is growing faster than we anticipated. Like, we can't afford to pay our server bills anymore." And I said, "Well, maybe I can help you with that." And so, you know, one thing led to another, and a couple of weeks later, we did a seed investment in the company, and, you know, the company has just continued to grow in a pretty astonishing way. And I think, you know, it's all down to Evan, his co-founder, Bobby, who are just extraordinary visionaries.